Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what up? It's Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball. Got a special one for you today. Thanks so much for downloading. And the great thing about basketball is there's so many different parts of it that are like connective tissue. Now, this All Ball was recorded on a Saturday night when we didn't have games. It's not yet the high school season, and it's not yet the college season. So we had some time to hang out and just chop it up with a couple of the people closest to my heart. My son, Hayes Gottlieb, who's an eighth grader. My nephew, Gage Gottlieb, who's a junior in high school at La Costa Canyon in San Diego, or actually Escondido. And a good friend of mine and Hayes, and frankly, and Gage as well, Jeremiah Paulino, who plays for Westcliff University. It's an NAIA school in Irvine, California. So you have, I'm the old man, Hayes the young guy, and the other two are kind of in the middle in the high school and college basketball. All four of us love basketball in very, very different ways. I would say that Jeremiah wants to be a pro trainer. It's his passion. Gage wants to be a player at a higher level than Jeremiah is currently playing at. And he is an exceptionally hard worker. And then Hayes is kind of trying to figure it out. Loves ball, loves playing, likes working at it. Kind of a late bloomer in terms of his growth. And so some of that can become a frustration. And I just thought it'd be a cool conversation to have, and we can check back in once we get into the season per se, right? High school season kicks off very soon in terms of practice in Southern California. College seasons get underway in the month of November for NAIA as well as NCAA. And of course, my job cranking up with college basketball, and the NBA has already kicked off. So we had kind of a winding conversation. Some of it's about college basketball, some of it's about basketball in general, some of it's about life, and I thought you'd appreciate it. This is All Ball. Here's my conversation with Hayes, Gage, and Jeremiah. Okay, it's our first edition of Boys Night, Saturday Night, here in the All Ball Pod. Okay, joining me on this podcast is 14-year-old hair model. He loves riding roller coasters, even though he's not big enough to ride most of them.
What are you talking about? I literally can ride every roller coaster, so I want to hear you talk.
Okay. Also joining us is another hair model from what is it? La Costa Canyon High School.
Yeah, third one, baby.
Yeah, he's going the route of like
an Ish Smith Mike, type.
Yeah, you're kind of like Michael Beasley, right? Different school every year, sort of deal, right? I mean, yeah, think about it. If you go post grad, you'll do 5 in 5 years potentially. So we'll see if you last La Costa King. The great Gage Gottlieb joins me.
Mm-hmm. Real model.
Okay, and then redshirt freshman at Westcliff University, which we're told is a real school and has real classes and real degrees, but it just doesn't seem like a real school. But he is a real point guard. He is he's what?
A true point guard. That's my boy.
He's a true point guard. He's Jeremiah Paulino. Jeremiah Paulino. Okay, Woo! Boys. So
Here's what we're going to do, okay? Each of you, if you want to give a take or have a or you want to have a topic you want to get to, you get one basketball and one non-basketball. Okay, one basketball and one non-basketball. And you got to keep in mind, if you're listening to this pod, okay, Hayes is 14, Gage is 17, Jeremiah is 21, about to be 22. So there's a lot of shit that they don't know, but they think they know everything, as most people do when they're 14, 17, and 22.
I mean, kind of do, but like...
No, we don't.
Well, Gage knows a lot, but it's all anything he's read or seen, he remembers. But, you know, he's only been on this earth for 17 years, so there's just things you don't know. Okay, let's start with Jeremiah, because he's been asking me to do this pod since I first met him. Okay. And as you can attest, Hayes, when I asked Jeremiah whatever topic you want, and he already said, Hayes?
What?
He said, basketball. That's a cool topic.
Hey, we're not coming on here just to roast me, okay?
Okay, that's a deep, deep topic. Okay, so what is the topic you would like to get to, Jeremiah?
What are some things that make a great point guard? Is that the topic?
Kissing up to the host. Mm-hmm. Kissing up to the host will do you no good. Kissing up to the host will do you. Is that really what you want to talk about? That's really a topic?
Let him have what he wants to talk about.
I understand, but I do think there's a portion of that where he's like trying to play into my wheelhouse because I was a point guard, right? Instead of like, just talk.
Think about you, bro.
Like you said that guys, you know, our age don't know everything, but we think we know everything. So why not learn from the guys that
do? I understand, but the idea, this is a free flowing. Okay, so how about this? Who's the, for you, who's your favorite point guard playing basketball?
Favorite point guard right now?
Yeah.
I would say either Kyrie, or I've really been liking Jamal Murray as well.
Jamal Murray. Okay. I'll come back to you. Hayes, who is your favorite point guard playing basketball right now?
I like Shea. I think Shea's a good point guard. But
okay, Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Also, one more. I like to say, Jalen Brunson is, you know.
Okay, Jalen Brunson. Okay, Gage Gottlieb.
I also like Jalen Brunson a lot. Also, Darius Garland. I like him a lot too.
Okay. Let me go back to you, JP. What about Kyrie? Do you like best in terms of him as a point guard?
It's more on the offensive side than his creative ability. Just him being able to make plays with the ball in his hands. And then just him being older, starting to like hit the end of his career, kind of end of his prime, where he's able to kind of like make plays and start being more of like a playmaking before he gets to his like bag, if that makes sense.
How old is Kyrie?
I think he's 30 something.
You guys want to guess?
I'm going to guess 31.
I'm going to guess 32.
JP, what do you?
I don't know. I think 31, I know the 32. 31, 32. 31, 31.
31 final answer?
Yes. And then
31 years old. That's correct. He's 31, but he's what I'd call an old 31, right? One, he only played 1 year in college. Two, he's had injuries literally every year, right? He had, he broke the toe in college. He's, he's basically been a mash unit. The knee injury was a bad one because, and that was in the NBA finals, his first year with LeBron. And he had that mesh put in, and then he had a screw in that mesh that ended up getting infected. And so that's why he missed the postseason that first year with the Celtics when they went to the conference finals without him. He had to get that screw taken out, get that meshing taken out. Anyway, so he's kind of an old 31 because he's had a lot of injuries. But okay. And then who was the other one? You had Kyrie
and then Jamal Murray. I was going to get into that as well. Like, just like on the other side of the ball, like him being able to just be in the right positions on defense, like being able to just, I don't know, I like the Nuggets defense last year.
I don't think Jamal Murray is a particularly good defensive player, bro. I hate to break it to you.
He's IQ like, wise though, like just being able to understand where he needs to be, and
I like him as a player, but I would just say he's not a great defensive player. Matter of fact, if you remember the NBA Finals, the little or even the against the Lakers, the little success the Lakers had, it was attacking Jamal Murray a lot like they attacked Steph Curry, right? Kind of same thing, put him on an island. Yeah. Okay, Hayes, you said Jalen Brunson and Shea. What is it about Shea's game that you like?
Well, can I start with Jalen Brunson, actually?
You can start with whoever you want.
All right, so I like Jalen Brunson a lot because I feel like he scores a lot differently than other guards his size, and I think that's kind of cool. He's actually really good off the backing down, and he's a great 1v1 player. He knows how to pass the ball when he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I get to study a lot from him when I watch his clips because he's teaching me things that I don't see in a lot of other point guards.
Okay. Gage Gottlieb, you like Brunson? What do you like about Brunson?
Kind of the same thing as Hayes said. I think it's cool that like he's like 5'11", 6 foot with shoes on, operating in the post against like 7-footers and cooking them.
So, okay, so you asked JP about all these point guards. And the one thing you have to respect is that the game has evolved, right? Like the way the point guard position was in the 80s and 70s when you were just a facilitator, you didn't have to be a scorer. I mean, look, Isaiah Thomas was a great scorer. Jason Kidd was a decent scorer but a great passer. Magic Johnson could score but also was an incredible passer. It's much more of a score first position. You got to be a scorer at every position. And especially if you're a smaller point guard, you got to be able to shoot at least, but then score some because, you know, they're going to attack you on the defensive end. If we're breaking down all of these guys, Jalen Brunson would be the only guy I would say, like, that guy's a real point guard. And maybe this is unfair to him, but or unfair to the others. But to be considered like a whatever you consider a true point guard, I don't think it's about scoring averages as much as can you function well on and off the ball. If you're function well off the ball, then you're not really a point guard. Sometimes by necessity, you have to play off the ball. I'd say Jalen Brunson, you got to be able to run a team, get a team into your stuff. And if you look at how they're using Shea this year, they're going to use him off the ball. Like he had a really good quote, I think, this week where he said, like, if Michael Jordan can play off the ball, I can play off the ball.
Yep.
Kyrie looks like a point guard, brings the ball up like a point guard, can, if he wants to, pass like a point guard, but I don't know, that's a tough sale for me. And I love his talent. He may be the most talented guy to ever play the position.
His talent is insane.
Yeah, I mean, I had a conversation once when he was with the Celtics with Brad Stevens. And Brad was like, I was like, Brad, how come he doesn't pass? He's like, he can pass. He's a great passer. He's the best passer I've ever had. He likes to score. He's always kind of been a scoring guard. So, I mean, look, I think most people would consider Kyrie a point per se, but on that team, Luka's their point guard.
For right? sure.
On the Lakers, LeBron's their point guard. You know, I mean, all these teams, I mean, I think that's going to be the interesting thing with Dame going forward is I think Giannis is as much their point guard, although late in games, obviously they're going to run through Dame because he can shoot. But what I love about Brunson, and Hayes knows this, I think you guys know it, is he's not the fastest guy, but he gets wherever he wants to get to. I've never seen anything like his ability to get shots off, like you said, Jay, cook dudes in the post, in the mid range, and you don't know how he does it. It's really remarkable.
What do you classify as a point guard? Because you said LeBron James.
That's what I was going to get to.
Yeah, I mean, like, you said true point guards. I thought Darius Garland's a good example of that, like, in today's NBA.
Is Darius Garland a true point guard? Isn't he a shooter?
He's like a
Dame Lillard type, right?
A little bit. He don't shoot as much, though.
Okay. I mean, well, I don't think there's many true point guards in the NBA, at least as starters. Like TJ McConnell is a backup, that kind of. I think Jalen's probably the best true-ish point guard. He still scores about 22 a game, right? You know, it's a hard one with LeBron, but like when the Lakers need to run something, LeBron has the ball, brings up the court, sets him up. So I don't know. It's an evolving position. And I think what you got to do is you got to play to your strengths. And then you have to find a coach or a team that will build a team around you or put you on a team where those strengths fit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense to you guys.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
How many times, who's going to touch their hair more, Jeremiah? Hayes or Gage?
Gage. Is his hand still in his hair?
They both really like their hair a lot.
Okay, well, Dad, Jeremiah.
But I honestly, like when I was growing up, like just being a Celtics fan and stuff like that, I know you guys hate me for that, but.
Who hates you?
I'm like a
Lakers fan, bro.
Because I'm a Lakers fan. I'm in California now, from Boston.
I'm not a Lakers fan.
You weren't?
No.
Okay. All right. Whatever. But just growing up and seeing Rondo, like, you know, that just – Rondo is just the definition of just a true point guard. And
yeah. Rondo is probably the last of the dying breeds of guys that couldn't score. But again, but like, okay, so if we take Rondo, right? They put him, he had four Hall of Famers around him. And when he didn't have the ball, oftentimes they would put him in the dunker spot because he couldn't shoot. But he was a good enough finisher where you could throw it to him and you couldn't just clog the lane off of him. So it's really interesting. I would agree with you. But like Rondo's kind of the last non-shooting point guard to win an NBA championship or even to be on, you know, viable NBA championship caliber team.
Just setting his teammates up, you know, just doing the little things, you know.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angi.com. Or download the app today.
What makes a guy not feel good about himself?
Lots of things can cause you to lack confidence. Like, look, I'll tell you for myself, obviously, like, I lost confidence in my jump shot when I was playing, but I've lost confidence as a guy, you know, when things are going to be hard at some point in your life. You know, you'll lose a job, you'll lose a girlfriend, you'll lose a wife, you'll lose a relationship, you lose a house, a car, you'll lose a deal that you're trying to close in on. And yeah, right.
What?
No, that was pretty traumatic. Brand new e-bikes got stolen by some tweaker.
Tell them that story.
Okay, so this is like, what, 1.5 or 2.5 years ago. I got the same e-bikes I have now, and it was literally like the day after Christmas.
Yeah, it was.
And so Hayes is like, I want candy. Let's get some candy. Let's take the e-bikes, get some candy. So we ride to CVS, and I had yet to purchase locks. And Hayes knew how to do it, so I don't know why I came in the store, but we parked the bikes right out front in the little bike lock sort of area. And then he was taking a while, and I was sure he was going to buy up the whole store. And so I went inside to help him, and we came out, and one of my e-bikes was gone. Like, literally had it for 48 hours. And then we put it out on Nextdoor, we put it on Twitter, and Hayes just, I was really upset. I was more upset with myself, but also that, like, and I know Hayes just kind of lived a sheltered upbringing, but I just, the one thing, Hayes has some really good virtues. One of them is he's a really pretty honest person about stuff like that. Like, he would never take something that doesn't belong to him. And just seeing that, like, it's like a violation of you, you know, the mm-hmm. real world, that people steal shit right in front of you. Mm-hmm. You just got it as a gift. And I think he saw how upset I was. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Now, can we get like into like the reaction and respond thing that we talked about a couple weeks ago?
Sure.
Just because we talked about ourselves now, like, you know, maybe we give some advice out.
Okay, so hey, so I'm going to give you a scenario, and you tell me what your advice would be. Okay, so let's say you're 12 years old. Okay, and what's been one of the hardest things in your life?
When you guys divorced, yeah. It was something I had to come to realize that everything happened for a reason.
Okay. So how do you
advice would be to, instead of, because I can relate to this, lots of times when one thing goes wrong, people always want like to get away from it. When one thing becomes hard.
Okay. What about when you're a kid and your parents split up? What is the advice you would give to a 12-year-old boy?
One thing is you just got to keep pushing through. Also, hey, look at the opportunities and the good things rather than that they split up and the bad things.
Did you always do that? Have you always done that?
Yeah, I would look at the bright side of things I have in my life. That I'd say lots of the times that when you guys divorced, that I still have two loving parents, even though they're not as correlated to each other as they are now. I still have two loving parents, and I still have roof over my head, and I still
yeah, exactly.
So mm-hmm. You know, it's not. It's nothing like. Yes, we don't live all together anymore. But I would say that I get a good amount of time spending with both of you guys, so I like it.
Okay. What about you, Gabe?
With me, it's different because, like, I lived with my mom for 2 years, and then I decided to move out to Arizona with my dad last year. And then we had to move again because bro likes switching jobs. But
why did he switch jobs, Gage?
To be closer to the rest of the family. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Correct. I mean, the one thing, and this goes to Hayes's point, okay, is that it's really important because I know it's been really hard for you to switch schools again. Like, you were just getting to where you had a good setup with him at GCU and you know, playing a lot more in Arizona, whether your team was good or not, it's always better when you're playing.
I sucked over there. It was a good bad move.
But listen, you got to play. You got great experience, okay? And you improved a lot. And you were mm-hmm. the best-looking guy at your high school.
That's true. That's
you. Okay. But the reason he took the job, there's two reasons, and they're your sisters. You know, And the thing that, like, I can tell you from my side of it is, like, it's so hard. I mean, Hayes lives right down the street when he's not with me. It's still hard. Like, that was, because that kid, I slept next to that kid for 4 years straight. Literally. Slept in the same bed with Hayes for maybe more than 4 years. And before I slept next to him, I laid in his bed to help him fall asleep every night. So what you guys have to realize is, yeah, you have two incredibly loving parents, but also, like, hey, we're going through some stuff too, where we're like, we miss you. And so what I'm saying, I understand it made it harder on your life to move. I get it. And you had a great setup at GCU and everybody loved you there and it was great. And it's hard to restart that and reform that. And San Diego's bigger. It's hard to get to the Jam Center and work out. But your dad did it because he wants to be a better dad to your sisters. And that's like an honorable thing. So, okay. So the question is, how have you dealt with that? How have you dealt with three schools? What's that like, three schools in 3 years?
Well, technically, if we want to get technical, it's five schools in 5 years. But I mean, three different high schools, like, to be honest, I've seen it more as a blessing. Like, I get to meet way more people, like, just knowing more people. I'm like a people person. So, I mean, just like meeting new people is really cool to me. Seeing like how different people live their lives, how it's different in different regions, like, I don't know, just places I lived. And like so many different experiences based on wherever it is.
So you didn't have, like Hayes talked about some of the emotions of me and his mom breaking up. What about you? You didn't have any of that negativity?
Not as much, mainly because, like, since my dad's a coach, he was always out of town. It was usually like during the season, at least, it was a lot of the time just like me, my mom, and my sisters just in the house chilling, you know, doing whatever. So, like, to me, it didn't really, like, affect me that much, I would say. It was just kind of the same as normal.
What about when you lived with your dad last year and your mom, you didn't see your mom very often?
It was okay because, like, I mean, me and my mom are close. Like, not as close as me and my dad, but still pretty close. And I would still, like, FaceTime her, like, every week. And I feel like she felt like that was enough for her. She understood why I moved out with my dad. It was mainly for basketball reasons. You know, just get to train with my dad all the time. And also because, like, I mean, since I'm so close with my dad, it's good to, like, be near him, you know? And she thought, like, my first high school, San Clemente, wasn't, like, a great fit for me, too.
What about you, Jeremiah?
My parents never really got married. So basically, it was me when I grew up. It was just basically just being with one at a time, not really being with them. From what I remember, I don't remember them being together at all, really. So it was more like, you know, you just kind of just with both parents, like one at a time. And I didn't really understand it until like probably maybe a couple years ago, and just like understanding like that you have to appreciate like every little thing, you know, just my mom working a lot of jobs and just trying to put like food on the table for like three kids. And just feeling like I had everything, like everything was perfect. Like, you know, I'd get McDonald's after school and, you know, just feel like you had the world given to you. But you're not understanding it until like you're older and like seeing how much he actually went through behind the scenes. And then, just being with my dad, just like, you know, he was really strict with me, like just on the little things, like being responsible or, like if I get in trouble in school, like I had to write on a paper. I don't know. He was really disciplined with me and I feel like it helped me. So like my advice to like younger dudes, just, you know, always respect your parents because you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
Dad, now, what would your advice be to people of the older age?
I actually think there is some good advice for that, though, that I've learned probably the hard way. It's actually Jeremiah's advice, only in reverse. See, what happens is you start worrying about yourself right? And you're trying to, everybody tries to, when you get to be an adult and you get to be my age, you go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist, or you go see a life coach, whatever. And they always talk about, you know, you talk about fixing you and getting you back on track, which is important, right? It really is important. But what you have to process is that, like, everyone around you is going through some form or effect of what you're going through, right? For example, okay, so, and Hayes, you can tell me if I'm wrong on this. I mean, Hayes and I, from the time he was probably 3 years old, up until he had two houses, we would get up every morning and do something sports together, right? When we, Irvine, Newport, Westport, when we lived on the beach, we played baseball every day. When we had the house at the tennis court, we do hoops or football every single day. When we moved out here, we played baseball catch every day. Even during COVID, we'd shoot hoops every day or go surfing every day. Literally, I mean, I could probably count on two hands how many days we didn't get up and go do something.
That's true. I agree with that. And
right. So then in again, so point is though that Hayes, when you get to be older, you think about yourself and you're like, man, I gotta feel better. You start reading books, you start talking to people, you start thinking about yourself. Meanwhile, you know, there was a period of time where I couldn't get you to do anything, and you would be angry towards me. And I didn't know why. I didn't understand it because I'm like, yo, bro, we're good. You know, we hang out. This is what we do. We surf. We play tennis. We play ping pong. We do something every day kind of together, right? And it ends up building up some sort of resentment or anger because in the adult's mind, you think, I don't have a problem with Hayes. He doesn't have a problem with me. We're good, right? But it's Hayes reacting to the issues with his parents, causing him to be angry, disconnected. Mm-hmm. And part of it was just a very different lifestyle. And I'm sure part of it was, you know, there's, you have that, you have things going on in your life. Again, my point though, Hayes, is just like Jeremiah said, that as a kid, you got to realize that adults are going through some shit that you may not think about. As an adult, you got to realize that kids are going through some shit that you may not realize. Yeah. Does that make sense?
That's so true.
Right? Because we all, again, like, it's like the girlfriend thing, Hayes. Like, if I didn't know, like when I walked in that day and you had your issue, right? And when you had your little deal, like your whole body language was different than normal. Like I knew something was up. And I would be like, what's up with Hayes? But if I didn't ask you or if we didn't have a good enough relationship or hadn't talked about it enough, then I wouldn't have been able to, it's called empathy. I wouldn't have been able to empathize with you and try and help you.
And right? I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to talk to my dad about these things. And I'm like, when we used to wake up and do something, that I had the opportunity to like do things because lots of the times people, because I grew up on the more fortunate side. Like lots of people who do grow up on a side aren't grateful enough for that. Because I think about that every time because I have relationships with people who aren't that and relationships with people who are greater than where I'm at and less than. And I think that's important.
Perfect example is this, okay? Perfect example is your best friend that you play basketball with is Mamba, right?
Anthony, yes.
Yes, Anthony Amarillo. Amarillo. He's in the Mexican Mamba. Hey, do you know why he couldn't play this weekend? Because he had to work with his dad. Okay. He's 14. Or he might be still 13. Okay. And he had to work with his dad. His dad has his taco stand, but they also do catering. And the job was too big. And he has to work all weekend. Right? Like, that's a real thing for people who really have to work and really have to help out the family business. You know? And the difference is that he would do anything he could. Like he would, if you could schedule 8 a.m. games, he would play it and he would grind and he would work. So the issue that I would have with you is I love that you are grateful for it, but it's how do I provide for you these opportunities? But then you have the same sort of, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, like tenacity and grit to be a grinder, even though everything has been handed to you, opportunity has been handed to you, whether others have to work for opportunities.
Taking advantage of what you have.
Correct. You got to take advantage of it. You know, what you have is you don't have a layup ahead of the field, right? But you got the ball at midcourt and everybody else was at the free throw line, you know, and you got, do you want to dribble and lay the ball in, or do you want to fuck around with it, lose it at midcourt while everybody else races past you? That's that. But anyway, that's the kind of addition to it. I have a question for you guys. Let's lighten this thing up. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the greatest cereal of all time?
Ooh. All right.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Huh?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I already had it. We had it in the kitchen this morning. That's all I know.
So that's what happened to Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I do.
I mean, what the fuck, Jeremiah? You knew coming over. That's like crack cocaine, like to the dude.
What I'm saying, that adds to my point. That's why it's the greatest cereal of all time.
Hayes eats it with no milk.
It doesn't matter how he eats it. The fact is he eats it, and you ate the last Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and you didn't say, hey, dude, we need some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You know how many times Hayes has eaten
the... No, you're missing the point. Hayes, is he getting the point or is he missing the point?
He's missing the point.
I didn't know you were coming.
I don't know what the point is.
You didn't know he was coming. Hold on. You didn't know he was coming. You asked me last night. You asked me last night.
Yeah, pause.
Pause. Big pause.
Big pause.
Oh, here we go with pause. You didn't know that he was going to stay overnight. What's the proper response?
Hayes missed the point, though. He didn't get the point.
He didn't miss the point. Hayes got the point.
He just said he...
The point is so that I Cinnamon win. Toast is the greatest cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the greatest
cereal. That's the point. Time. Thank you.
You're all entitled to your wrong opinion, but I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You're all entitled to your wrong opinion. Okay, but
I should have saved some for Hayes.
You don't have to save any for anybody. But if you know everybody likes the cereal and you eat the last bit of the cereal, okay, the two things you're supposed to do are, one, throw it away. And the second thing is, replace it.
What do you mean, replace it?
You want advice for kids from an adult perspective. If you borrow somebody's car, return it with a full tank of gas. If you eat somebody's food,
Greg didn't do that to my car.
My dad still don't know that first one.
Then he's a cheap bastard. That's yes.
Greg didn't do that to my fucking car. That's all I know.
No, sir.
That motherfucker was on E, lower than the fucking last bar.
Damn. Closing statement. Okay, we have closing hot takes. Sports hot take. Everybody gets one hot take, one sports take. Go get on your own device. So you get one closing take. Let's start with Gage Gottlieb.
All right, my hot take for sports, the Thunder are going to be a top four seed in the West this year.
Okay. Jeremiah's laughing at that. Top four seed
Watch
in the
it
West.
Happen, Jay. Watch it happen.
Why do you think that?
I think the Suns won't stay healthy. They'll probably be like, they'll be in that 4-5 range.
Okay, there's the Clippers.
Clippers, they also won't stay healthy.
Pelicans? I mean,
Pelicans, they're not going to be able to put it together this year.
Lakers?
Lakers, LeBron's carrying that team at, he's damn near 70 years old. So.
Timberwolves?
T-Wolves.
They're going to trade Cat?
I hope they trade Cat. Then they'd have a better chance. No, how about we just go my top four? My top four right now is going to be the Nuggets, the Thunder. I think the Warriors are going to be good this year again. And then I'll go Suns, my last pick there.
Thanks so much for listening. Obviously, we went to some places that I didn't know we were going to go, but... the beauty to organic conversations is they're just that. And I hope I actually learned a lot about all three of them and about what goes on in their brain. And when you become a parent and when you're around kids and players for a long stretch of the time, you start to
really get interested in what makes them tick. Hope you appreciate it. My thanks to Hayes, Gage, and Jeremiah for being so open. I'm Doug Gottlieb. The Doug Gottlieb Show rolls every day from 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. Plus, we have an extra podcast hour, which is a no-holds-barred, still sports talk, just like a sports talk radio show. But, you know, you can curse and go long and have interesting discussions, etc. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.